between you and me, and it goes in, and they've closed the BOE down, and it didn't quite happen like we talked about, because we'll put it in writing that we did it. I can always fix that. Okay. You aren't forever stuck.
Okay. You know? Well, so the 27th, and my goal here is to wrap everything up. I'd like to see us not have a Friday and have us have a short day on Tuesday and be D-O-N-E and not just B-O-E. But so if we could look table this to the 27th on Tuesday, that give you enough time. And we can give you a call, sir, or you can come down. I know you're on the – you bill hours anyway, so you're all
good. Yeah, but I might as well save my client the
all
time.
Right. So I have a question. Why is it that a lot of attorneys have strange last names? So,
like Akers?
Well, outside of Akers, Akers is a.
Should have been a real estate salesman, obviously.
I mean, I just. Is there something to do, you know?
It's just that we're put on that path from birth.
Okay, okay. Yeah. You didn't choose it, it chose you.
No, yeah. Well, actually, I chose a major that was useless, and so I ended up in law school.
Sit in my brother.
Can't do much with a political science degree.
Okay, very good.
Actually, that usually is the path of a lawyer, a political science degree. I was a BSBA in marketing.
Did you say you got a BS? This number here, BSBA. So you're going to
have marketing.
Okay. I'm sure you're going to talk to your client.
Yeah.
Find out from them. What we've done is typically they'll look on Beacon at their property and choose how much, you know, I don't know if it's all in one clump, and you have like 10 buildings on your parcel. I've not looked at each of these. And then they've picked a certain number of buildings that cover what they think is 6%. So if you've got 70,000 rooms available, 6% of that, and then you're going to figure out how many buildings would encompass those. And then the agreement is, if it goes down, we'll move a building back to residential. But if it goes up, you got to tell me, because then we'll put another one commercial. But the State Tax Commission will nudge me because they are watching your numbers. They're the ones who said to me, what's going on? Why aren't you doing this? So
okay.
I'm supposed to keep track.
Sounds like to me you guys will get it resolved, hopefully so.
Yeah.
I sure hope so. I don't want to go to the State Tax Commission on this side of the thing. I'm usually defending the assessor in Greene County and Christian County. So.
Yeah. Well, we can't get any. Nobody seems to treat it. We are unique down here, it seems. We just don't have much of the same issue. Or we have a lot of different issues that a lot of other counties don't have, it seems like.
I mean, there's only two counties in the entirety of Missouri that would have to deal with timeshares, right?
Pretty much. Camden County a little bit.
Yeah.
Camden County a little bit, but not too much, I don't think.
All right, so we're tabling this till Tuesday. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, if you guys get it worked out, you don't have to show back up.
Okay. And so on Tuesday, if we do need to reconvene, would I just call in or would someone call
in? If you'd like us to call in, we can call you.
Okay.
Just to come in, confirm.
Yeah, sure.
Let's look at where is the Friday docket.
Did we come to a resolution on the Combs Hotel?
No. When did we table? What are we doing on that? Remind me.
Wait a second. Did we?
No.
She's
looking at numbers. Do you have anything on the Combs Hotel yet?
Yeah, I did Combs and I did Hall of Fame Motel. I didn't talk to her yet for Hall of Fame, and I promised I'd call her, but I have her numbers.
Hey, have a good one.
I can tell you what I found on Combs. He was asking for 8. We were at 18. They come out around 13.6, which I'd be willing to go down to. And that's taking the restaurant out, which we also did on Grand Plaza, so that we would be assessing them all the same.
Because he was putting 13.
I ran him through the same. This is all his numbers. Mm-hmm. The only thing I will tell you, though, he didn't put his management fees down, and we know that they're making something in management. And so the only thing I could do was to take out the restaurant which wasn't common. Like I said, we took the restaurant out of Rain Plaza, if you remember, because remember Andy was arguing they had another floor with the big restaurant. And so that puts him at 13,605,588. And he's been sitting at his same amount for a while.
6,500, or 6.5 million. What's the...
is that an agreement, or is that a...
No, I don't have an agreement with him yet. I'm just telling you, because you asked me where I'm at.
So she came out with the numbers, and it's 13...
I've got 13,605,588.04. Now, you decided on your dealer, you were mentioning that because he's got like over 450 rooms, he might be a white elephant. And I have him at the same 9% cap rate. So if you figure he's a higher risk, you can change your cap rate. But
because he's got an extraordinary amount more expenses involved in that.
Yeah. He requested $8 million, which was up from his $7 million. And were you here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But apples to apples, I'm coming with 13,605,588.
What BOE number are you guys talking about?
That's a great question.
It was the Radisson Hotel.
Combs Hospitality.
Oh, I can give you that. Hang on. I got it. 2021-57.
It was from yesterday or...
5-7.
Or not yesterday, last week.
There we go.
Okay, so that's the number, so we would have to call him.
So he says he bought it in 2014 for $6 million, and, you know... I'm not a commercial broker. He would know how much it would have gone up since then if I'm in the ballpark. But I think we are with the 13. I'm sorry. I took out his FF&E. He's at 12,245,29. It's giving you the wrong number.
So say that one more time.
12,245,029. And that, again, that's with the FF&E out of it.
And that's twice what he paid in 2013.
And he had an appraisal for that, or at least for $7 million, $699 or something like that. He had an appraisal in 2014 for it.
That's a lot of years.
Do we have a phone number?
Yes, it is.
Got to be some percentage increase by what that number is.
What?
Talk to him about those numbers?
No, I haven't. That's what I told you. I have not. And that puts his room rate at 28,825, which is right up there with the Myers Hotels and everybody else.
But he's got a lot of rooms.
Hello?
Hello, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, this is Jeff Reynolds from Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, how are we doing?
Doing okay. Did I catch you okay time?
Yeah, it's fine.
Hey, you're here with the other two board members along with the assessor's office.
Okay.
And at any rate, we were looking at your BOE again on the Radisson, and the assessors worked through your numbers and has come out with an evaluation of $12,245,029. And at any rate, so we're just giving you a call. Didn't know what your thoughts are. Didn't know if you had anything else or what.
Well, she hadn't shared any of those numbers with me, so unless she came up with that, that I feel like it's going to have me in too high.
Do you want to share?
I guess you can share your number. You can send it to her. And we're probably premature. I mean, we asked her about it on here, so she didn't come in necessarily fully ready. So
I sent her my P&Ls on Monday. I hadn't heard back from, so I didn't know where we were at on it. But I would like to see how she came up with that number.
Let's let him look at them and then call. We can do it again.
I'll have her send those to you, and then we'll touch base with you maybe Tuesday of next week. We're wrapping some of this stuff up.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Yeah, I finished it at 7:30 last night. So.
Okay, well, and if we can, we might call you tomorrow. Just depends on what you guys talk and see what you can get done.
Okay, that'll be good.
All right. All right, thanks for taking our call. See ya.
All right, thanks.
Same thing with Hall of Fame. I finished her yesterday, but I haven't called her yet.
Okay, why don't we just have her provide the numbers to them, and that way we've not, because they don't have any basis to dispute without seeing the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either Thursday or Tuesday.
Tuesday morning next week. Yeah. Can you do Tuesday morning?
Yeah.
We're going to have a DONE meeting is what we're going to have. okay. So.
What about Friday's docket? What do we have on that?
Okay. I got it right here.
Oh, that was last Friday's.
Oh, no. Can I get future Friday?
They were not aware that
75 of them were there.
So. 75 of them. They were not aware, and they're supposed to both be in something. Yes.
We have someone, I'm not going to say the name, that you've already made a decision and tabled them for the classification, but now that they've sat about it and thought about it, they're thinking they didn't get two cards, and their cards are different. So they want to come back and re-argue now their appraised amount in addition to their...
Is that Valerie Budd?
Yes.
Okay. Well, can you help us understand what happened with the cards?
I wish I could help myself. We sent those in to Divco out of Tennessee. That's who won the bid for the printing. And the numbers were sent over the week before. And so everything that came out after that, we were sending out postcards by hand. So there will be a whole set of postcards that comes out saying May 21st. Those came out from Divco. They had a problem with the run where they truncated the addresses, and some people weren't getting them. We got a box back of returned, and they had to rerun them and make the address wider so those would have a different date. But in the meantime, that whole time, I was printing out anything that went up until, I believe, June 15th. We quit then because we wanted people to have the time to call in because they have the option of, you know, us coming and doing an interior, and we wanted to give people time.
Okay, but I think one of the things that we want to know is the number that was on the original one was different than the second one. What was... Was the first one just based on the rate increase or on the
first
index
one we
increase?
Did, the first one should just have been the calibration.
You mean the index increase?
The index increase, yeah.
Okay, and the second one had to do with the classification change.
Classification or if we were still reassessing. We didn't stop doing business until June 30th. We still kept going out and measuring property.
So you're saying that some of them went out before you were even done? Okay.
In order to give the most people time, because by law we only had to send postcards for people that were 15% or higher. But we sent postcards to everybody. We wanted everybody to have a chance. You know, even if it went up just a dollar, or we thought it would, then everybody got something so that they could have a look at it before December when you get your bill. And there was nothing you could do about it. So
okay.
It seemed the better way to go. We are the only county that sent out projected tax levy, you know, where we think it would be if the levy wasn't rolled back. No other assessor does that. It's been pointed out to me they wrote a statute on it, but no one follows it.
There's statutes on lots of things. Right?
Sure.
As we're all learning, there's different statutes for different things. And some conflict another statute.
I'm not trying to pick and choose. I'm just trying to be consistent is all.
Sure. I mean, the issue is they got cards that had, and how many, and so, and then I have another question.